With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Florida Boxing Hall of Fame has revealed that Charles the Killer Whitaker, K-Man's former professional boxer, will be inducted into their Hall of Fame.
43 wins, 16 losses, 2 draws, 24 wins by way of knockout. The Florida Boxing Hall of Fame class of 2025 is proud to welcome title holder Charles Whitaker.
First of all, I thank God. For those of you who wouldn't know me, you might be a little bit surprised. I'm not going to be here very long. When you get to June, I just want to thank everybody. My wife was watching the camera, and I just don't have to be too long, so I'm not going to be too long. You know, one of the things I've learned is that sometimes in life, we work hard and we commit ourselves, we dedicate ourselves to something. And our commitment and our dedication will take us to the stages and places. And there's not much required to be said for the stage that we stand that speaks for us. This is one of those moments for me. Thank you to those of you who saw me as worthy to be inducted into the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame. Thank you.
The induction ceremony is scheduled for June 20th through the 22nd of this year at the St. Petersburg Hilton Lake Carillon. Whitaker gained a large following in Florida for his footwork and hard punching. He captured the NABA and WBA Fedacarib titles and also won the IBO Intercontinental along with the WBO NADO Super Middleweight titles. Whitaker now resides in the Cayman Islands. In other local sports, to win a championship or play in college, a high basketball IQ is essential. Yet, few players develop this crucial aspect of their game. This weekend, 53 Cayman basketball players joined 20,000 dedicated overseas players to discover the uncommon skills, leadership traits, and mindset needed to stand out and get noticed. ACX Cayman Basketball was thrilled to collaborate with PGC, Point Guard College Basketball, to bring the world's premier player and coach development program back to Cayman. Held at the CIS Basketball Gym, the event featured 3 days of intense but fun on-court action and classroom discussions with game film for kids aged 12 to 17. ACX coach Kaya Clark shared insights about the PGC Playmaker Academy.
PGC Point Guard College Basketball, they are the largest basketball education program in North America. And so they run these 5-day camps. We've condensed it to 3 days for Cayman. But essentially, it's building athletes not only on the court, but also their character off court. We had 1-hour classroom sessions where they learned 6 intangibles of leadership, broke down film for them, and gave them different ways that they can shine, not just as basketball players, but as leaders as well. And then we went 1 hour on court, 2 hours, 1 hour in class, 2 hours on court, and finished off with a final competition. Biggest thing from this is, in our hope and alignment with ACX, is that these kids leave as better people. And I think that we've seen a lot of growth in terms of their character.
In 3 days,
and so it was just really exciting to see, and that's the main goal of PGC, and we're really grateful that President Manawasa was able to come and help out as well.
Most players here rarely get the classroom work. How did the kids react to that, aspect of the game?
Yeah, no, it was really cool. I think that as much as they weren't used to it, as long as they have an opportunity to do it, they lean into it very well. I was excited to see how many athletes, you know, when you are presented an opportunity, how they rise to that occasion. And so I saw so many kids coming outside of themselves. We had something called leadership training today, and we had at least 5 kids stand up in front of the classroom and speak loud and proud. And so I think they adapted well. They just needed a platform and an opportunity to do so.
Manawasa, president of PGC Basketball himself, provided an engaging perspective on the athletes' response to the classroom work.
We use a hear it, see it, do it model, except it's a little easier than school because they're learning about their favorite subject. They're learning about basketball. They're watching video clips of their favorite NBA and WNBA stars. And we find players tend to enjoy the classroom sessions as much as the court sessions because of all that they learn and how interactive and engaging the classroom sessions are. But I was really pleased with not just how these players did, but even from being here 2 years ago and seeing what ACX basketball has done to elevate basketball on the island.
What
did you think of the athletes that you saw and the progress you saw throughout the 3 days?
Oh, I loved the enthusiasm and the energy that the players brought. Their commitment, their dedication, their hard work. And I saw them improve tremendously, not just as basketball players, but the things that we taught them about leadership and mindset, you could see them putting into practice. And so I was really proud of all the players and honored to come here to Cayman to work with all these athletes.
Refresh our memory on what is it exactly you do?
Yeah, so PGC specializes in teaching players how to think the game, how to be a student of the game, how to be a leader on and off the court, and how to have the mindset of a champion.
The athletes learned to elevate their skills with advanced strategies and insights, focusing on decision-making, skill refinement, and basketball IQ. They also built confidence, character, and resilience, both on and off the court. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.